and joyously singing. Heart bells are ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Oh Lord, and won't it be for there? Yes, having to bear, Lord, and joyously singing with heart bells on. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Church, say amen. Won't it be wonderful there? Am I the only person that ever dreams about heaven? Just dreams about what it looks like to be able to see Jesus. My grandmother, my wife's grandmother, a few years ago, before she passed away, we were talking, and we were discussing just music and things of that nature, and we came up with this idea that we were going to write a song together. And what she was going to do is she was going to write the lyrics, and I would write the melody. And we did that. And the song, I listen to it every now and then, but her song was, Oh, What a Dream. What a Dream. And her dream was about heaven. You know, her first verse said, and she wrote the lyrics, they're beautiful lyrics. She said, Last night I dreamt of Jesus. He was so plain to see. I didn't want to wake up and the Lord not be here with me. Slowly I opened my eyes, took a look around. Oh, I was dreaming, not my Savior couldn't be found. Oh, what a dream. Oh, have you ever been there too? It soothes your mind and your heart, and that's all it needs to do. Oh, what a dream. And you know, sometimes we just have to just take a minute away from the rustle and the tussle of this world and all the things that we may be going through and just dream about heaven, because that's a good place. Eternal life is a place that we want to go as Christians. You know, we're not afraid of what's next. We're excited about what's next, because what's next is peace with Jesus forever. And forever is a long time. But I don't mind being with Jesus forever. Y'all ever thought about what the conversation would be when you're talking to God? Oh, I can't wait. I'm just saying. But won't it be wonderful there? Yeah, it'll be wonderful. If you would, please turn your Bibles to the first book of Psalms. The first book of Psalms. And we'll get into a little bit, and then we're going to get on home. Because some of y'all are saying, won't it be wonderful at my house? I know how y'all think. You mess me up. Bible's first book of Psalms, it says, verse 1, it says, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Is that in your Bible? From this passage of scripture, I would just like to give you the topic, God's blessed man. How many of y'all want to be blessed to God? Yeah. Now I know that that's true, because your presence here indicates your interest in God's blessings. If you didn't care about God's blessings, there's no way in the world that you would have found your way back to Hart Street at 3 o'clock on a Sunday. Some of y'all barely swallowed your food, and you turned around and came right back. So I know that you are interested in God. And I think it's important for us to understand that we all that are here, want to be blessed of God. But in order for us to be blessed of God, it's important that we avoid some dangerous traps. And I think the Bible speaks of it in Psalms 1. It talks about this transgression, or this progression of behaviors. And the Bible says a man who is blessed of God, who he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Now watch this. The first thing the Bible says is you need to avoid, if you want to be blessed of God, is walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, the counsel of the ungodly can show up in a number of different ways. That means don't let the things that the ungodly preach or teach permeate your mind and cause you to be involved in thinking like the ungodly. Y'all following that? Now be careful now, because when it says walking with the counsel of the ungodly, this can happen in a number of different ways. The counsel of the ungodly could be conversation with those people who don't love God. The counsel of the ungodly could also be, it could be in a form of literature. Watch what you read. Watch what you listen to. Watch what you like on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter. Because if you don't watch yourself, what takes place is the ungodly or the devil has a number of different ways to plant seeds in your mind. And if you're not careful, if you're just around and present with those people who do not believe in following God, you are actually ruining your chances to be blessed of God. So be careful when it says don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. It could be in your form of entertainment. You know, I remember a few years back, was longer than that. You know, there was this show that came on television, and there was this comedian, and the comedian's name was Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy had a show, and it was a stand-up comedy show, and it was called Raw. See, some of y'all know that. See? All right, good. At least you're honest tonight. All right, but Raw was Eddie Murphy's stand-up. And many people love to watch Eddie Murphy with Raw. And I remember going over to my cousin's house, and my cousins had HBO. We didn't have HBO. We didn't have enough money for HBO. But my cousins, they had all the channels. And they would watch HBO, and they would videotape it. And my uncle had a library of VHS tapes. I mean, a library. You could just go and just pick them out. And I remember going over there one night, and my uncle and my aunt and my dad and my mom went out on a date, and me and my sister stayed with my cousins on their house. And I remember us going in and finding Eddie Murphy Raw. And we took it, and we were playing Eddie Murphy Raw. And I remember my father and my mother coming in from their date, and I remember my daddy saying, "Boy, what are y'all listening to?" And we was like, "Oh, Daddy, it's funny. It's just Eddie Murphy. He cracking jokes." And I remember my daddy saying to me, "Be careful what you think is funny." Because sometimes what will happen is that you will place yourself, you will actually be walking in the counsel of the ungodly by the things that you let entertain you. Y'all follow me? So be careful. Then watch the progression. It says, don't walk in the counsel. Then it says, nor do you stand in the way of sinners. Now watch this. First, you listen. That's walking in the counsel. Then you stand or you live. Now watch it. It's a progression. If you walk, that means you're moving about. If you're talking to me and you're not really, you know, talk about nothing, I can just walk on past you. Y'all not helping me with this illustration. Let me help you. If I am walking in the counsel of the ungodly, that means that I am moving about. Y'all follow me? But then it says, nor do you stand. Now, if I'm standing, I've stopped moving, and now I'm taking up residence. Y'all follow me? So you got to be careful not only to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but you also got to be careful because when you start walking and they start to get into your mind, before you know it, you would have stopped. And you're standing. And when you stand, you're involved. How do I know? I was, the other day, was looking on the camera because one of my kids didn't want to act right. When he got to the office, it was three of them. And two of them was really the ones that started the mess. But the other one said, "I wasn't even in that." And I said, "Okay." I said, "You wasn't in that?" He said, No, Dr. Mason, I wasn't even in that." I said, "Well, how in the world did you get here? How in the world did you end up in my office if you wasn't in that?" He said, "I don't know. I was just walking by." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "So when the camera security saw you walking by, he automatically thought that because you was walking by, you was involved in the mess?" "Yep." I said, "All right. Well, let's see what the camera said." So we cut the camera on. We looked at the video. And I said, "Oh, you know what? You were walking by." He walked by. And then all of a sudden he came back. And I said, wait a minute. You stopped walking by. You stood right next to him. He said, yeah, but I still wasn't doing what they were doing. And my question was, well, then why are you standing there? See, once he walked by, if he had just walked on by, I would have said, "Go on back to class. You're right. You wasn't in it." But as soon as he stopped walking, and he stood next to him, then all of a sudden he became a part of it because he stopped and he began to listen and he began to be right in the middle of the mix. Y'all follow me? All right. So you got to be careful because it says first, don't walk. Then it says, don't stand. And then the last piece says, now you walking and you standing. Now I know you didn't took up residence when you sit. Yeah, so what the Bible is actually saying is, if you want to be blessed of God, stay away from these things. Don't walk, don't let your brain, don't let your mind be influenced by the counsel of the ungodly. Don't stand around with them. Don't be a part of it. And definitely don't sit down. Because when you sit down, you have taken up residence. And that's exactly how the devil works. The devil don't just come in and park himself in your house. He enters in your house through the television screen sometimes. Y'all be careful what you let come in your house through TV. I was telling my wife the other day, well, maybe not be the other day, I said, you know, we can't let the kids watch that. And she we were talking, I said, you know, that TV will invite people in our house that we would never let in. It will invite people that think differently. We would never let you knock on our door and walk in the house. But I'll flip that TV on, and guess what? Now you here. So you got to be careful what you let into your mind. And you got to be careful what you stand by. And you sure enough got to be careful what you sit, where you sit. And then the Bible says that a blessed man is quite different. It says, but he delights in the law of the Lord. So what he's saying is that if you want to be blessed, not only do you have to avoid these things, you have to take up a different kind of attitude. You got to stay away from the mess, but staying away from the mess is just not good enough. You got to get away from the mess, and then you got to fill your mind up with something that is better. Because if you leave your mind empty, if you just get rid of the mess, something will fill it up. And in most cases, it's more mess, just designed a little bit better. But the Bible says that he not only avoids these three things, he then also meditates, or he delights each day in the law of the Lord. That's what a good man, that's what a blessed man does. And then it says that he shall be like a tree planted by the water, that brings forth fruit in its season. Watch that. It's important that he says that not only that it brings forth fruit. It brings forth fruit in its season. This is a point you need to take home with you. Don't worry about when your fruit will come. Your fruit will come in your season. All you have to do is plant your roots by the water. Y'all follow me? Sometimes we lose. We're not able to really benefit God because we try to rush our fruits. You cannot rush your harvest. You have to be planted in the right place. You have to be thinking about the right things. And then when your season comes, your fruit will be, you will bear your fruit. Y'all follow me today? Oh, y'all making it hard. I thought I was tired, but y'all sure enough. Don't worry about when my fruit comes. Don't worry about when sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so fruit comes. All you have to do is put your mind on the right things and be in the right place, and then in due season, your season, the fruit will show up. I'm just trying to help you. And they said it brings forth fruit in the season whose leaves shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Have you ever seen, I'm going to tell you, you know when a man is blessed of God. How do you know? Because when a man is blessed of God, even when he mess it up, he get it right. Y'all follow me? When a man is blessed of God, see, Brother Proud is not a perfect man. Y'all don't have to say amen. Brother Proud is not a perfect man, but he's a man of God. So that means Brother Proud is going to make some decisions that might not be perfect decisions. He'll make some flawed decisions. But if Brother Proud is in the Word of God and he's planted in the right place, even when he makes a decision that might not be the best, God will work it out so it'll be good. That's all it's saying. It's saying when you plant in the right place, everything he touches will prosper. And it's not because of Brother Proud. It's because of what he's put in his heart, in his mind, and where he's decided to plant himself. That's the reason why the Bible says all things work towards the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You see that? So if you're trying to be a blessed of God, delight in God's word. Plant yourself in the right place and then let God do the rest. And then he says, the ungodly are not that way. Sometimes I know you think that there are people who are not doing right, are being blessed and they're going to be all right. Short term. If you are not living for God, what seems to be blessings will eventually be your downfall. Only God's people will be able to have eternal blessings. I know you see some people say, man, he keep on cheating on the job and he keep on getting promoted. Short term. What do you mean? Well, he died the vice president of the company. Yeah, but that was only 50 or 60 years of life. Now we got to talk about eternity with God. Short term. Don't you worry about people not doing right. It just won't work out for them. Even when you think it will, it won't. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand. When should they not stand? In judgment. In judgment. Don't worry about everybody else's fruit. Those people won't be able to stand when it's time to face God. God. And then it says, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. What's the lesson? You want to be blessed to God. I know you do, because you came back tonight. But if you want to be blessed to God, you got to avoid the detours. You got to avoid where you walk. You got to watch where you walk. You definitely got to watch where you stand. And sure enough, my grandma would say, sure enough, watch where you sit. Because those things will hinder your blessings. And not only do you have to watch those things, then you got to fill your mind up with the right stuff. You got to be happy. I love the word delight in the good or the law of the Lord. You got to be the thing that should please you the most is what thus saith the Lord. Some of us are pleased by other things. The thing that should make you the happiest. The common English version doesn't say a blessed man. It says a happy man. You know what? The things that should make you the happiest are the things of God. And when you get the things of God in your heart, then plant yourself by the water. You see, the reason why it says plant yourself by the water is because if it's by water, that means it's getting the right nutrients. See, you might not see, those roots run deep. And that water, you know, it rains by the water. The water still waters the soil. So that's a place where nutrients and where fruit can grow. And then the final thing it says, don't you worry about it. In due season or in your season, on its season, your fruits will bear. Amen. I want to be good with God. I really do. So I keep telling myself, Darwin, watch out for the crazy folks. Leave them crazy folks alone. Stay clear away from them. And sometimes you gotta be real. You gotta keep your head on the swivel. You gotta really watch out. Because sometimes you don't even have to be looking for crazy folks. They'll come looking for you. Yeah. I'm a principal and y'all been watching the news. And you see how all these principals keep on getting in trouble. Yeah, you know, I stay clear away. Clear away. People say, how you doing, Dr. Mason? I said, what's up? I'm giving you that from a mile away. Yeah, because I realize that it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous out there. But if you keep your mind stayed on God, you'll be able to bear fruits in due season. Don't worry about the wicked. Just worry about doing right. And right, as my father used to say, or always says, right is his own reward. It's all you need is to do right. If you're not here, you're a Christian. If you're not here, if you want to be a Christian, come to us. Come to Jesus. Come to the man who gave his life on the cross. He was buried. He rose again on the third day. And when he rose with the ability to take care of both you and I forever. All you have to do is hear the word, believe it, repent, confess, and then be baptized. If you've already done that, and you're just trying to be a blessed man. And you say, wait a minute, I've been worried about some stuff I really don't need to worry about. Well, this is the way to fix it right now. Watch where you walk, watch where you stand, watch where you sit, and then be intentional about what you put in your brain, what you delight in. And if you are intentional about what you delight in, then God will allow your fruits to bear in due season. You can come right now as we sing the song of invitation. No longer.